Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution? Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America.
Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 says in part, "No state shall, without the consent of Congress, keep troops or ships of war in time of peace, enter into any agreement or compact with another state or with a foreign power, or engage in war, unless actually invaded, or in such imminent danger as will not admit of delay." These previous rights of states would now be forbidden so that states could join together for their common defense and general welfare. So no state could mobilize their troops without the consent of Congress. This did not include the state militias, which are not military, but civilian. From the early 1600s, men in each state were commanded by their state laws to equip even their teenagers. Their men were instructed in one state to bring their pieces to church for target practice on Sunday. Patrick Henry believed that a well-regulated militia composed of gentlemen and freemen is the natural strength of a free government. The states were also not allowed to make agreements with each other without the consent of Congress. This enabled five states to create an agreement on water usage from the Colorado River, considering even the downwater states favorably. This clause could have prevented the Civil War, since the seceding states violated this clause. They could have worked through their disagreements through an Article 5 process, as President Lincoln recommended. This clause also forbids any state from making a treaty or war with another country without Congress, but it does allow for states that are invaded. When Governor Perry appealed to President Obama for federal help to resist invaders coming into Texas, constitutionally, he should have been supported. Governor Rick Perry was constitutionally empowered to use force to defend the farmers and ranchers whose land and people were being attacked. Oh God, help us to understand your biblical reasoning. Help us to seek your wisdom to govern ourselves, our families, our states, and our nation. May America have no other king but King Jesus. Let this be our cry once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Listen every Saturday at 8:30 a.m. to WCNO as we learn more about our Constitution and how this God-inspired document brings life and liberty to our nation and hope to the world. More information and learning opportunities are available at my website, teachinghisstory.com.